there. This is Joey Vera from Armored Saint and Faith Warning. And you are listening to MaximumThreshold.net.
We've got here is
maximum voltage, maximum power, maximum carnage. This is Maximum Threshold. Call the show at
440-709-4977.
Maximum Threshold. And here's your hosts, Dom.
He's unstable, but possibly worse.
He's actually quite smart. He just makes errors of judgment along the way.
We'll be right back.
brand new Armored Saint with a full head of steam, starting off this show at episode number 406 here in the Maximum Threshold Radio Show. And I want to thank everybody for tuning into this week's edition, and I hope you guys enjoyed us, because I got some really kick-ass interviews as well as some really fire music to play for you. Got some really funny funny and interesting interviews. Got a few here I'm going to knock out from Rockin' the Range that I covered. Pretty good stuff here, man. I just want to tell you that. So you can be in for a nice shock of surprise. I think I'm going to start this one off. I'm going to play a couple more songs, and then we're going to get back in this and knock out some of these interviews. I got some cool stuff lined up, man. Oh, my God. And did you know that Foghat is on tour again? I just wanted you to know that. So, there you go, man. Let's start the show off with little old school stuff. Some Def Leppard. How's that? And I ain't complaining of that sissy love stuff. Here's off On Through the Night. This is Def Leppard with Rocks Off here on Maximum Threshold Radio Show. Horns up. Horns up.
Rocks off!
And there you go. That's some Junkyard with Hollywood. Haven't heard that one in a while. I had to break that one out. It's always nice to hear some old killer cuts. So I got this interview come up here in a couple minutes. It's pretty interesting. Hope you guys stick around and listen to this one. This one here coming up is our roving reporter, Beavis. It actually put him on, how would you say it? He was on a mission for Maxim Threshold and for himself. And hooked him up with a bunch of rock stars. And he grabbed us a cool interview with Marzi. And it's pretty cool, man. He's got a few other people, I think, jump in to talk with him as well. And he actually did a good job pulling this one off. This is a pretty good one. This is on the set of the Randy Rhoads Remembered tour. They did a couple shows. Yeah, Metal Mike was there and Bumblefoot and just a bunch of people were doing a show. Chris Cafferty and damn shit. Almost everybody on there had been on the show except for a couple people. So, yeah, let me play this here. You guys will dig this. This is pretty cool. I want to thank him for going out there and actually covering the show. Did a pretty good job, man. I appreciate it. And I'm not kissing his ass anymore because he got the promo ID. That's all that mattered. Here you go, man. This is him right here.
We'll go suck a few cocks.
Oh, okay. I got a couple clips here. Then we're going to go jump right into the Marzi interview.
Hi, I'm Dominic's penis, and I'm tired, and you're listening to Maximum Threshold Radio. Oh.
Philip H. Anselmo here. Some call me the kid, some call me the old man, and you are jamming your ever-loving genitals off with Maximum Threshold.
Hey, everybody, this is the out-of-step shark from Katy Perry's Super Bowl performance, and you're listening to Maximum Threshold Radio. Woo! Swim with the fishes.
This is Tom Kiefer, and you're listening to Maximum Threshold.
All right, we got Beavis, we got New York Groove with Maximum Threshold Radio. We're with Marzi Montazeri. We're hanging out here at the Randy Rhoads Remembered concert backstage in the New Jersey show. What's up, Marzi?
Man, thank you for getting my name right.
All
right.
Second time's a charm, you know what I mean, bro? Marzi out of Houston, Texas. So anyway, he just got off stage. How'd you feel you played tonight, man?
I felt good, man. I felt really good. The energy was killer, you know. You were there, like, on, I mean, I can't see the side of the stage, but man, the crowd response was so killer. And it's kind of nerve-wracking to open up a tribute to Randy Rhoads thing, you know, to be the first guy on stage and the three songs that I got. But to play next to Phil Susan, bassist, man, Brian Tichy, next to Stephen LeBlanc on keys, man.
Right.
Everybody's just like, killing it.
Yeah.
Being around these guitar players, it's just absolutely, it's a humbling experience. And man, they are so cool and down to earth. And yesterday, like Jeff Watson at Soundcheck, he was playing that riff to Don't Tell Me You Love Me.
Oh, no.
Their reaction to play the solo, man, and he did.
We're going to do the beginning of that into Crazy Train time.
I know.
That's what we're going to do.
That's so killer. That's so killer. So
yeah, because that's like an inspiration being around all these guys, you know, because you want to, that's always been, that's what metal's about, is always to kind of play better than the next person and top your last performance and always improve, you know.
Right.
And that's the legacy of Randy Rhoads, too,
right,
who was
right.
always the teacher and all that, so.
That's all. This is what a drink. That's all.
Someone's grabbing a little vodka.
That's right.
And what's your name?
I'm Chaz West.
Chaz West,
we're singing a few songs for this tonight.
Oh, okay. What bands have you been in?
Bonham, J.K. Lee's, Red Dragon Cartel.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're. Oh, okay.
I'm doing the whole Bonzo batch tomorrow night.
Oh, sick.
I'm just doing four songs tonight.
All right. Look who we have here, man.
Marzi's great, isn't he?
Yeah,
Marzi's
a great guy. Oh, yeah. Chaz, he's too kind.
But Chaz, Manian Devil.
All right. So do a five octave scream. Go ahead.
Nice. Yeah, kill a performer, kill a vocalist. It's like, yeah, man. Last night was our first, man.
Yeah,
man.
First.
Right.
God, these guys are killing it, man.
And this man.
Yeah, yeah. It's unbelievable. Yes, it's a great thing that Kelly's doing.
I'm looking for really tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because tomorrow, you know, tomorrow's going to get Bonzo Jazz. Yeah.
Right, so you guys are staying in town.
I've got real work ahead of me tomorrow night. Exactly. Right. Tonight's easy, a couple songs in. It's all about them. It's all about them.
Yeah.
All right, Chaz, he's leaving.
The real
pleasure,
gig, dude. He gets to sit up, he's sitting there singing every freaking song. You know?
Oh, my so God.
Their job is that. I think I get to do 3 songs. Okay.
I don't know. How many songs
back
is
this?
Like, we're going back to guitar. All right, cool, bro. Sick, dude.
All right.
So,
Steve. I was about to motherfucker you, but I could rip you off. There's a tip of my tongue. He's got ESPN. He could rip me off.
Sick. So, yeah, we have some questions from the chat room. Actually, Hellion from the chat room wants to know if you and Phil and the boys went gator hunting in the bayou.
Phil and the boys may be gator hunting. I'm gator hunting on my own in Texas. We've been having some bad floods. I know Phil and Steve and Blue are doing a super joint record and a super joint tour they're about to embark on. I know they're rehearsing it. I hope they don't get the floods that we got. But yeah, they're Steven Taylor, he's a gator boy like Philip.
Did you wear gator skin loincloths, Manowar style, during the shows?
Man, I finally got out, man. Damn, I was trying to keep that a secret.
Sick, man. Heavy duty, man. That's cool. So, I know we were talking about Ripper Owens before. So, since our last interview got shot, we could talk about that again, man. So,
you almost didn't make the stage.
Yeah, man. God damn. Fuck, we almost cut them from the stage. So, anyway, so how'd you meet Ripper Owens anyway? How'd that come about?
It was crazy.
Our fans would like to know.
I happened to play in Houston one night, and then a pretty good show with Heaviest Texas, and then really remote place, not like downtown Houston. Houston's a big place. So this was like North Houston, like some place like, you know, people from downtown are going to drive an hour to see.
Like Sugarland and all that?
It's actually, but it was Northwest. Sugarland is South. So yeah, Northwest Houston. And you pull the string and it's not so good. somebody walks backstage and says, Bobby Blotzer, Rat, is out here. He wants to say hi to you. I really liked your set. And I was like, fuck.
What was he doing there?
Exactly. So I'm a practical joker, so I'm thinking, like, fuck you, man.
Right.
Bobby from, he's an LA boy, California guy. Right. Sure as shit, dude. He opens the door. He was pretty hammered. And he was excited. Like, he's been drinking. So he comes in the room apologetic, like, I've been doing too many shooters. I call them shots.
Yeah,
so
shots,
he's like, I'm doing too many shooters, but I just wanted to say that was a great display of Southern metal, and he complimented me, and then we befriended each other. Next thing you know, when VH1 was doing a thing on rap, remember that?
Okay. He had the Behind the Music?
Behind the Music, right. Well, he had a barbecue at his house. You know, he started a studio in Northwest Houston, and he had a house. He invited me there one night. I went there prior to going out on a date. I remember going there. He was making burgers, and out of nowhere, he called me up and said, man, would you like to play the guitar solo to Exciter on a tribute record with for Judas Priest? And I said, sure, man. So I went and picked up Exciter and I listened to it, because Exciter on Live Unleashed in the East is those certain songs on that record on the album. On their
Sip, it's
album,
totally different.
It's totally different. And if you hear the live record first, you're not going to like the studio versions.
Absolutely.
Okay. So it's just that side is, if you hear it first. So, I love Priest, okay? But, I mean, that guitar solo is like hanging one key, and it just doesn't go anywhere. And the actual guitar solo on the record is just not, that great or whatever. You know what I mean? I think KK's great. KK's great. I did KK's lead at the second part, like, note for note. It's an anthem. La, 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 la.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to do nothing. But the first part, I kind of had fun with it. And did whatnot. Anyways, I get to the studio. He calls me. I'm driving home. He's like, come to the studio. I come to the studio. He's like, where's your guitar? I'm like, I got a pick. So he got me a Les Paul or something and plugged me to an amp. And Ripper Owens was, I didn't know he was doing vocals. I had no idea. So when I actually got to the studio, all the drums, bass, rhythm guitars, my buddy Greg from Houston had done all the guitars. Everything was done, including the vocals. Man, they played this song, man. I didn't even know what to think.
Larger than life, right?
He was done by the time I got there with all his tracks. And you know, please go listen to it. I encourage everyone, just go freaking YouTube and put Ripper Owens, Tim Ripper Owens, and then put Exciter next to it.
Okay.
And
comes right up.
Gonna, you know, on YouTube, and it'll pop up.
Right.
Hellbent Forever.
Okay.
A tribute. Sepultura's on it. Motorhead's on it. Some other oddball bands are on it. But, you know, I hate to say it, but man, Exciter's the most exciting track on that record.
Right,
because,
man.
I mean, if you were to do a tribute to Judas Priest, who the hell are you going to get to do vocals? Ripper. Because he's more than capable of doing that. He's
right.
got his original stuff is amazing, but you know, his pedigree and his upbringing, you know, it's like Dio's passed, and really there's no one else, in my opinion, out there. I think Tim's, he's holding the flame today.
Oh yeah.
When it comes to that style of music, and he's the man. He's the man, and if he's not as big as people, you know, he should be, I hope this EP brings it up because, you know, you got Akron meeting, you know, you got Ohio meeting Texas now.
Right.
And our styles are completely different, and it totally worked. Sometimes you can't force chemistry.
Right on,
it totally worked, and I think a lot of it was due to the fact that just how great he is, naturally, you know.
So I know you said that you met Blotch and you were going on a date. Did you actually get laid that night?
Oh,
and did she do anal?
Lord have mercy.
Answer!
Next.
That's cool. So another question from Mike Strong. How has Metal Mike influenced your playing?
Metal Mike?
Yeah.
Metal Mike.
Yeah.
Look, Metal Mike, I just met Metal Mike. Mm-hmm. What a cool friggin' dude. Me and Metal Mike, prior to all this, I just met him for the first time. And Bumblefoot were having like a serious deep discussion about the world today. And
Bumblefoot's here?
Oh,
he's here tonight?
Oh,
I didn't even know.
Yeah, I saw him.
Oh, okay.
Man, Ron Thal is...
Yeah.
I know I'm sitting here just like seriously freaking out on all the guitar players, but I just sincerely mean it. Jeff Watson is a beast, man, and he's a humble cat. And then Bumble is on another level. As a guitarist, and the way his mind works, you know, I've seen some stuff he does on YouTube, and it's like really real simple, and he like changes these combinations, and he does it, and it looks like nothing, and when you attempt it, you realize you don't know anything. You know, he just told me earlier, nothing's impossible, man. Everything's possible. You know, it's just, so it's very inspiring to be around him. You know, and last time I met him was at a hot sauce festival because he has his own hot sauce.
Oh, really?
What a nice, humble, down-to-earth, incredible guitarist, you know. And he was just talking about how he does what he does, and when every minute that he gets, you know, we all try to practice, you know. It's good to hear somebody say that.
That's cool, yeah. So, again, this is Beavis. We got New York Groove with Maximum Threshold Radio, hanging out with Marzi Montazeri. Let's have a couple more minutes. So I just want to talk about your gear a little bit. I know that you're endorsed by Washburn. Is that true?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
So my own signature guitar by Washburn. It's called the Priestess. Since I'm dubbed the High Priest of Distortion, the guitar's card piece is, it's a beautiful instrument. Cosmetically, like looking at it, it's just a beautiful friggin' instrument.
Did you design it? Or
co-designed it.
Okay.
I co-designed it with Greg Herdier in Holland. So it was just like a team from one guy in Holland, one guy in Barcelona. Actually, Javier in Barcelona named the guitar Priestess, you know. It was his idea.
Oh, cool.
Clever guys, man. Down to earth, again, great teamwork. We did the two-dimensional versions, and then when I went to NAMM this past NAMM, I got to meet the guitar on a Wednesday, showed it off Thursday at NAMM, and then Friday I played Mr. Crowley at the Randy Rhoads. And so it was just pretty epic, and this is the second time that guitar has seen the stage, which is, again, a Randy Rhoads. It's very special to me.
That has a Floyd Rose on it, right?
It's got a Floyd, the guitar is special, man. It's a one-piece mahogany, and it's got the contour on the body is sexy as hell. Raised middle, and the pickups are mounted into the wood, and I call them the hiccups. I designed them with Seymour Duncan, and they're not a high output, they're mid-rangey, so they cut through. And the Floyd's got a big block in the back and silent springs, and it flutters for days. And it's got the biggest jumbo frets on there for vibrato, you know, and I got a master volume in reach of your pinky, so you can do volume swells. And it's an interesting guitar. I mean, again, it looks killer, but when you put your hands on it, man, it's a player's instrument.
Yeah, because when we just heard it live, it sounded just unfucking believable, you know. So, actually, we're going to wrap it up now with Marzi. We just want to...
Real quick, Randall amplifiers.
Oh, Randall, here we go.
Yeah, I started using Washburn guitars. I use the Randall Thrashers. Seymour Duncan pickups. And all my pedals are Pictronics and Dunlap MXR, Dunlap strings.
But not SIT strings, though, right? Just Dunlap.
I use heavy core Dunlaps, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Heavy core Dunlaps are custom gauge, and man, they're ridiculously, they hold up. So that's it. That's my top five. I literally use their stuff. I don't call people and get free gear for nothing.
Right.
I only play what I play the Priestess. I play it through the Randall, and it's on the new record with Ripper. Both those.
Oh,
guys.
No kidding.
Oh yeah. So the Priestess finally saw the.
Because it sounded killer live. I mean, no joke. That was clean, man.
Thank you.
Clean.
Everyone says that. All the guitar players have been saying it's punctuated and it cuts through. So that's all there. And then the Seymour Duncan pickups. I mean, what can he not say about Seymour Duncan? And Dunlap. Jim Dunlap's been around forever. And yeah, his Phase 90, his flanger pedal. And now, after years and years and years and years and years of using the Tube Screamer, I use the El Torino drive, man. It's transparent. That's how awesome this, and then I used it tonight, and it was on. No feedback, no nothing. Awesome overdrive. Again, that's the only thing I use besides the amp distortion. I use that just for a little bit of sustain, and that's it, man.
I think they're all jealous. I think they're all using your amp right now, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, sounds killer.
I know, so I hear that shit down there. But anyway, we got to wrap it up with Marzi. We just want to ask you to do a promo ID, just say your name, what band you're with, say you're listening to Maximum Threshold, and say something sick at the end, if you don't mind.
All right. Marzi Montezeri here with Maximum Threshold, fucking rocking and rolling, and to the middle of the night.
Drinking Coronas.
Drinking
all right,
Coronas,
thanks, Marzi.
No more Stellas.
That's it. All right, Holmes. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. MaximumThreshold.net. Thank you.
We'll be right back right after this short break here on Maximum Threshold Radio. Horns up, fists in the air, bitches.
Everybody knows that tattoos are all the rage, and you want to be cool and get a tattoo. But you're not really cool until you got the gear, too. So the newest gear, the coolest gear, the hottest gear is United Tattoo Brotherhood. Because only people...
Coolest tats got them?
No. Only people with tattoos accept everybody. Not everybody accepts everybody with tattoos. And it is a brotherhood.
Yes, it is.
We're all family. Mm-hmm. And these are available only at utb13.com or at Gen X in Willoughby, Ohio. And go on there, you can get hoodies, t-shirts, women's shirts, and soon you'll be able to get some hats.
Sweet.
And they're a new sponsor of ours, and check it out. I think they really dig it.
UTB13.com, those are the letters. UTB13.com. It's United Tattoo Brotherhood.
Yes. Join the family.
Miss the live show? Go to StitcherRadio.com and search Maximum Threshold and listen in today. That's Maximum Threshold and Stitcher Radio, a match made in heaven.
Wondering how you're hearing Maximum Threshold right now? The online 24/7 player. You listen to it live and it's streamed and it's fueled by JWN Media. Once again, it's JWN Media. Check them out if you're looking. JWN Media has reasonable prices for shoutcast feeds. So if you have yourself a show and you want to get on the air, you can do so. You have your music, you want to play it on your website 24/7, you can do that at JWN Media. They'll take care of all your online needs. Once again, it's JWNmedia.com. Tell me you heard about this through MaximumThreshold.net. Maximum Threshold Radio live every Saturday night exclusively here at MaximumThreshold.net. And if you're not listening to it live, you're listening to one of our fine affiliates. Thanks for listening to Maximum Threshold Radio Show and the Maximum Threshold Radio Network.
have a smartphone, iPod, iPad, or even Roku? Grab the app, tune in, and search Maximum Threshold and hear the show live directly from your device.
Hey, this is Dominic, and whenever I'm strumming my guitar, I'm looking for that sensational sound. It only works the best with SIT strings. Once again, that is SIT strings. Check them out at SITstrings.com. And if you're a guitarist, you definitely want to get these on your axe, because they'll never, ever let you down.
Want to text the show? You can text 24 hours a day. Just send a message from your phone at 440-520-1956. Once again, a text number, the show is 440-520-1956. Text the show now.
Phone lines are open. Call now, 440-709-4977. Once again, that number is 440-709-4977.
The good friends at Maximum Threshold, we'd like to inform you, if beauty's only skin deep, unless your dog ugly, then you're nasty from the inside out. Well, listen to Maximum Threshold Radio.
Hey, thank you for calling Maximum Threshold Radio Show or listening in. Yeah, I got a lot of stuff going here, so I'm unable to get to the phones right now. But you could text me right now, and I'll get back with you. Let me know what's up, man. At number here, you could text me is 440-252-0058. Once again, it comes right to my phone, so if you guys want to text the show, you could do that. It's 440-252-0058. So do that. The Magic Jack, the phone thing's acting really goofy. They upgraded, and there's so many damn bugs in it right now. And just trust me on this. The old version was so much better. We never had any problems with it. I lowered the bandwidth, so if it doesn't sound as like CD quality as it did earlier, it's because people were texting me and letting me know that it was sounding a bit choppy, so I had to lower the bandwidth some. That kind of fixes a lot of the problems. I got the internet upgraded and all that, blah, 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 horse shit. So it's stupid stuff. Okay. Well, on that note, fuckers, let's move back. Let's see here. Hey, I want to thank Beavis again for grabbing that awesome interview with Marzi Manazzari. He's also the guitarist in Phil Anselmo's band, The Illegals. And he does a lot of other cool stuff, man. Just check him out, man. I ain't replaying. I'm getting text messages to replay the interview. I ain't replaying that again. You catch that and download the show later tonight, and it's there. Or if you have access to my Dropbox, I have the interview in there. And if you were the one who did the interview, you'd already have it on your phone. Dingling. Okay, here. I got this interview I did with the band Live. Well, that's the time we heard of the band Live doing anything. So it's one of these interviews you look at him like, dude, man, you're as old as I am. Hey, you're playing like festivals still. It's pretty wild. So I'm trying to think of what the hell was that? What was the song that they sang? Oh shit, I don't even remember. Let's see. Live band wiki. I hate fucking Yahoo. This makes me swear, and I don't swear that much, but when I do swear, I swear. Live band. Let's see, what'd they sing? They sang something about a feeling or something about a baby dropping to the floor. I don't know if there's an abortion or what the hell that song's about, or all About You or some shit. Let's see here. Throwing Copper. That was their big record, I think it was. I think, come on, 94. Yeah, I had that one. That was I Alone. I Alone Love You. I Alone Blue You. Yeah, that one. You know what I'm saying. So, see, do I get able to get a sound clip of this? I guess no. I guess they ain't gonna let me play. What the hell, man? Text them. Text messages show of 440-252-0058. And I got the phone right next to me. So if you guys want to text me, go for it. And I'll read it. Okay. This is what the. Oh my god! I'm not in a playing mood right now with technology. It's been horrible for me today. I almost threw my phone during that interview. Well, they sing that song "Lightning Crashes." An old woman dies. So I just want to say, this is a fun interview I did with these guys because I couldn't think of. Yeah, "Lightning Crashes" does suck. And I'm not even gonna pull that up. But you guys, you know, I ask
when
him.
I am with my kids, I'm just thankful for each and every moment.
She's lying.
We love to laugh, we love to dance, we love to cook. If you love someone, you want them to have the best. At Nestle,
I got sucked in this commercial pretty quick. That was a squirrel moment.
We are committed to quality with a 12-step process.
Fuck your 12 steps. You know, it only happens in the AA. Okay, so these guys... I talked to the bass player and the drummer. I want to see what they look like in this video. See if they look anything like that when I saw them. By and by. This guy's got a nice strat. Yeah, that's the term they use in jail. Just want to say that. Ring, 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 ring. I can't really dog in their music. You know, it sucks. And the guys, dude, singer's got some huge eyebrows and all that. And the caterpillars fell on his head. And it's a real crappy video. But they actually, they were pretty huge back in 94, weren't they? Everybody knows this stuff. I mean, they look like they fell right off a Pearl Jam tour bus. And the singer looks like a balding Pauly Shore with a Hare Krishna tail on the back of his head. What's up with that? Okay. I ain't playing. I'm going to go right into the interview. Okay, here's the bass player and the drummer for the band live. This is, I got to sit down for a few minutes with these guys and just BS with them and covered some material, and I couldn't name one song that they sang, so I didn't have much to talk to them about. But I knew they had some songs. I knew I've seen them before, and they played in my neighborhood, which was pretty funny. I ain't got to tell you more because it's an interview. So here we go, you're back after this, our Maximum Threshold Radio. I think Jeff Kiss asked him a couple questions in the interview, too. I don't know. It might be this one or it's a different one. I think I got the Pretty Reckless interview next after that. Here you go. I'll be back after this. Horns up, fist in your mom.
Hey, this is Dominic of Maximum Threshold Radio. I'm with the guys from Live. Just want to shoot the shit for a couple minutes here and just talk to them and see what they've been up to.
We're going
to
shoot the shit. I'm Chad Gracie from Live.
I'm Patrick Dahlheimer. So we have the rhythm section.
That's right. So what do you play in the band?
Bass. And this chucklehead is the drummer.
Drummer.
Is it true that drummers get less chicks than the bass player?
No. It's actually true, I think.
Is it?
Don't you remember last night at the hotel?
Oh, right. Damn it.
Yeah, well.
So which member of the band is most likely to end up with a tranny? How's that?
That would be me, because it's happened.
So. Now, would you ever go public and let people know about that?
Well, I mean,
you just did, right?
I just did. It's been discussed before.
So how you guys doing, man?
We're very well, thank you.
Nice.
We put a new record out last year. Did a U.S. tour, did a European tour. Now we're doing some summer dates. No complaints. All is well.
Sounds good over here.
Yeah, for sure.
So how's it feel to get on the rock on the range here?
I'm ready to rock. We haven't played in a few weeks, so my fingers are ready.
I got to see you guys a couple years ago. You played at Lake County Captain Stadium in East Lake, Ohio.
What was that? What was that? County Crows?
It was. I'm trying to think of who else was with you guys. Yeah, it was. It was County
Crows. Was it
County Crows.
Yeah.
That's right. That was really cool, man. I was really excited when I saw you guys were playing because I live right down the street over there. So it was nice to see a band you grew up with, spent years with listening to, and see them right in front of you like, damn, they still got it.
And we're right down the street from here?
That's right.
Couldn't have been better.
No, a week later, Alice Cooper played there.
Wow.
Mix them up.
He's still doing it, man. That's awesome.
So what are the plans that you guys have that going on after Rockin' the Range?
We're playing tomorrow night in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania at the Mohegan Sun Casino, and then May 30th in Atlantic City at the Harrah's. And after that, we're sort of taking some time off through the summer. We've started a lot of other businesses in our hometown, so we've been really kind of working on that. We renovated a 33,000 square foot building in downtown York. We put a studio in there and houses a lot of our businesses. So we're working on a lot of stuff outside the music industry, but we still get together and play some shows for fun. It's awesome.
You guys put together any studios or anything like that?
Any studios?
Yeah, any studios.
Oh, yeah, we built a studio in that building. So it's state-of-the-art. It's probably about a 4,000 square foot studio in there.
Oh, nice.
Four. Yeah. Yeah.
And what are the plans with that? Are you going to take in the national artists, or do you stick with like local artists in the neighborhood there?
We've had Candleboxes recorded there, a project that Kevin Martin is working on called La Projet is recorded there, Everclear recorded their record there.
Yeah, there's a new Everclear out that just came out that was recorded at our studio. Yes.
It's called Think Loud Studios.
And basically we're just saying, it's a friends and family thing, so... We know you. Cool. Come on.
Sounds good.
And yeah.
Yeah, we weren't stupid enough to start a commercial studio.
I hear you.
Doesn't pay.
Just a couple more things. I'll let you guys get going. But how can people get a hold of your music still? Do you have any new websites or anything like that where people can get it?
We can go to Freaks4Live is the website. That's four. The numeral four. Or Facebook.
Spotify,
yeah, I mean,
iTunes, all those places.
All the same silly places everywhere we can be found.
Nice. You guys do me a quick favor?
Sure.
I don't know. Depends.
with the icebreaker, with the tranny question.
Yeah.
Can you do a promo ID for our radio show? Just say your name, the band you're with, you listen to Maximum Threshold, and throw something crazy out at the end of it?
Hi, I'm Elaine Lancaster. And I'm the tranny who is with Patrick in Miami. And I'd like to say, live rocks.
Thank you very much.
You're doing that?
That one's here.
No, okay.
You can do one.
Okay. Hey, this is Chad Grace from the band Live, and you're listening to Maximum Threshold. Yes!
I do have one question for you. How has B.B. King influenced your life?
Less is more. B.B. King could say more with three notes than Yngwie could say with 50,000.
That's right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And now on Max and Threshold, I will play all your requests right now. Here you go. Every song you wanted me to play, I'm playing it right now. All your favorite songs.
Hey, it's Rick Pop coming here with
See, we play your request here on Maximum Threshold.
And, I have my cape. Yeah.
But you're kind of like a spaceman, huh?
No, actually, I'm a plumber. On the side.
Well, listen, I got a little piece of pipe right. Backstage I'd like to have you work on.
Tell me about it. Oh, you won't let it, but I like that.
You.
Yo, this is Ace Frehley, and you're listening to Maximum Threshold Radio.
I just came from outer space.
There you go, man. That was a cute little clip there of Ace Frehley with Tom Snyder. That's pretty funny. That goes back a long way. And if you remember from that, the other guys in the band, Paul and Gene, they weren't too keen on that one. He's talking about breaking out of character. That's pretty funny. Yeah, I want to thank those guys also from the band Live for being part of the show and doing a fun interview and especially that really cool promo ID. I got a request for some Poison. So I'm going to play for you. Some Poison. This goes out to Patrick, my cousin. So here you go. Be back after this here on Max and Threshold. So can I turn something louder? Huh. Okay. Be back. I'm gonna turn this up. Out of person, out of there you go. That was Poison with with Fallen Angel. And you got to hear Richie Kotzen on that one. I had to pull a doozy out, man. If I'm gonna play some Poison, I'm gonna play some unethical stuff. And with Richie, man, you can tell that's him playing that guitar. Cause he's so, you got that bluesy vibe that just flows through and just makes him sound, the band's always sound so much sweeter. That's right. Let's see. I'm going to... I got this interview I want to play next from the Pretty Reckless. This is the drummer and the bass player. I got a couple minutes with these guys, man. This is a pretty fun interview as well. And, yeah, you can see some of the... I got a bunch of pictures up somewhere. And also with Taylor in there, too. So, here you go. I'm going to check this out. I'm going to play something Pretty Reckless for you. Just to give you guys the vibe. If you guys aren't hip to them yet. If you are, then you know what they sound like. So, we're back after this. Interview with the Pretty Reckless. Down, down, down. Horns up.
Okay, let me know when you're ready. So I'm always ready. Hey, this is Dominic and Max and Threshold Radio. I have before me
Mark
and Jamie.
The Pretty Reckless, and I just want to shoot the shit with you guys just for a couple minutes and just say, man, you guys are blowing up, man. And I know you guys know this, but man, just seeing you guys out there playing, this is like the third time I've seen you, and every time, man, you guys seem more tighter and tighter, and just you guys are really gelling together. You get that vibe too, to be together so long?
Well, yeah, I mean, we've been playing as a band, what, 6 years at this point?
About that.
And we've been touring this record for 2 years, so it's definitely becoming a unit when you're playing that much together, spending that much time together. Definitely, if it's not happening, you're doing something wrong. So,
what is it like the gel between you guys? You know, working as a team in the band. So I'm in a band too, and I know y'all. There's always one or two people that always fuck everything up and want to change things on you.
Pure hatred. Whatever there you go. Sayings, totally disregard.
Pure hatred fuels it.
All of them. Well, I mean, the thing is, Ben, Jamie, and I have been playing together in bands for a lot of years, so I've been playing with Jamie for, God, most of my life at this point.
Way too long.
I wish I could find another drummer that's better than him, but I just can't find one yet. I'm still looking. Don't get too comfortable. So I've been playing with Ben for a long time, too, and the three of us kind of gelled on that. And then you add Taylor in the mix, and she's just a musical monster in her own right. So it's just, you know, the last 6 years, it's really just become a unit.
How many people has told you they came to see you guys and not her in concert?
As far as, you know, come to see us as the band, not her?
Yeah.
They didn't
know anything about her in her past or anything.
Oh, they didn't know anything about Taylor?
Yeah.
Actually, that's happened a lot these days.
Yeah.
I mean, people have kind of, you know, at the beginning it was very much like the celebrity bullshit thing.
Yeah.
And now people are like, oh, I never heard of you guys. Or I heard a song on the radio and it was cool. I never seen you live. And don't know anything about her history and her past. And just take it as face value. It's like, oh, this is a great band.
Yeah.
Which for us is very gratifying. Because that's what we've been really working towards the whole time, is, you know, to be taken, you know, seriously as a band, as a musical entity, and not like some sort of vanity project from some celebrity, which this never was, never intended to be. And people are realizing that that's actually the truth, and this is a real band, and there's a real artist mentality with this.
That's how I got drawn to you guys, not by any celebrity things. I didn't even know she was in a band like that. It was just the music that I heard, and I heard how you guys put everything together, and that's what drew me to you guys.
Cool. Great, man.
That's what we're looking for.
Yeah,
and it's working, man. Because right now, at the point, you don't really hear the celebrity thing that much more. It's on the radio. It's all about the music, and they just keep pumping it out there. And that's a great thing for you guys.
Thank God. It's been a long time coming. We're glad to see the shift has happened.
Nice. So, what do you guys got planned this rest of this year?
Well, we tour until June 3rd, then we're done with this run, and then we'll go back and start pre-production and finish writing on the new record.
Nice.
So,
what kind of style is it going to be? Like the same follow to this past one?
It's going
to
be what it's going to be.
No, I understand.
Good songs.
I'm pulling for more of a polka direction, but for some reason the rest of the band's fighting.
A Frankie Yankovic kind of like a tribute kind of thing?
Exactly.
Well, mix
exactly.
A little bit of skiffle in there as
I
well.
I think it's time. I think it's time has come, and none of them will listen.
You got to make a change.
Then I start playing tuba at that point. I'm not down with that.
Might have to be a solo project.
Okay. You know? All right. That's fair enough.
Same.
Okay, the big question of the day here is, what is your preference of picking up chicks? Is it either whiskey or is it chloroform?
I prefer the line, make me a sandwich. And if they do, then you got to keep
it. Yeah, you're in.
You got to keep it, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Really, it works well.
Yeah.
Mark?
I pretty much just drop my pants and see who comes. It works. Worked on your mom. And here we go, mom jokes.
Okay, and a follow-up to that one is, how has Richard Simmons influenced your life?
God, well, he's just so enthusiastic. It's hard not to be influenced by Richard Simmons. I mean, I know every day I wake up and go, what would Richard Simmons do? It really is, you know, taking over every aspect of my life.
Gary!
That's Richard Simmons on Howard Stern.
Have you ever tried to do an imitation of Paul Stanley?
Who's getting drunk tonight?
Is that Paul Stanley?
I don't know. Makeup, yeah, but I mean, musically.
Yeah, I think I got the chest hair for it, but no. That's about it.
You know, he has a project called the Hair Club for Men, going from the chest to the head.
Transplants, yeah. Wow. Man, hey.
Wow.
Damn, dude, you went there.
Yes, I did.
I try to imitate his bank account is what I try to
do.
Failing miserably. Failing miserably.
Just a couple of things here. I'll let you guys get going. How can people get a hold of your music?
This thing called the internet. It's kind of a new invention. It's pretty cool, actually. Al Gore invented it. And you go on this thing called the computer, and you type with a keyboard. If you write the pretty reckless, R-E-C-K-L-E-S-S, no W.
No W.
And you hit enter, and it goes out into the world and collects all this data and brings it back to your computer. And you find stuff that, you know, we played on or we made and created. It's kind of cool, actually. I think it's going to be a big hit. I think we should invest heavily.
Or support your local record store.
There you go.
How many of them could you name off the top of your head that are still in operation?
Amoeba Music.
Amoeba Music. Local record stores? Well, I mean, I could name a bunch, but none that you've heard of.
Yeah. That's all right. I'll pimp them out on our website.
Bull Moose Music.
Yeah. Drastic Plastic.
Omaha, Nebraska.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's a great store, actually. Yeah. I enjoy that place a lot. Oh, God. There's damn less and less of them, which is the unfortunate thing. But, yeah, those are a couple good ones. They stock really some good vinyl, a good collection of styles, not just one, but the latest pop stuff. You can find, like, old school rap, old school funk, R&B, reggae, ska, everything.
Yeah. You have your music on vinyl?
A lot of it. Yeah. I would like to have more.
Nice.
I think he means the band.
What's that?
I think he means the band.
Oh, our band. Yes, yeah, our band is on vinyl. Yeah, that was one of the coolest things, actually, having the record come out on vinyl. It's like, oh, nice.
Maybe that flashback of opening up a record or something.
Yeah, man. For sure.
Can you guys do us a quick favor?
Nope. Depends on what that is.
Oh, that's real simple. Can you do a promo ID for our radio show?
Absolutely.
Say your name, the band you're with, you listen to Maximum Threshold, and throw some crazy out at the end of it, and don't put no thought into this. And don't be looking to see what our station
maximum
name is.
Threshold?
Oh, damn.
Hey, this is Mark from The Pretty Reckless, and this is Maximum Threshold.
Balls.
Cock.
Thank you.
Jimmy's in the back with a pocket of high. If you listen close, you can hear him cry. Heaven knows we belong way down below. Sing it.
Oh, Lord, heaven knows we belong way down below. Way down below, way down below.
Judy's in the front seat picking up trash. Living on the dole, gotta make that cash. Won't be pretty, won't be sweet. She's just sitting there on her feet. Sing it.
I've seen.
you can hear the crying.
Listen to Maxim Threshold Radio on your phone. You can do so. The app is out there, baby. Tune in radio. Go to your little market there and download Tune in radio. Just type that in the search. Tune in radio. Once you download that app, click it, activate it, blah, blah, blah. Search Maximum Threshold. That's, once again, that's Tune in radio. You can also catch the podcast on there also. Real nice. Check it out. Tune in radio for Maximum Threshold Radio Live.
Miss the live show? Go to StitcherRadio.com and search Maximum Threshold and listen in today. That's Maximum Threshold and Stitcher Radio. A match made in heaven.
What's up, everybody? This is Sully.
And this is Shannon from Godsmack.
And you are listening to Maximum Threshold Radio.
This one.
Looking for reliable and affordable Shoutcast audio or video hosting? JWN Media offers complete Shoutcast hosting solutions for business or personal use. All plans come with full listener stats, custom web scripts for implementing your service into your existing website, full server control, super fast network, and huge bandwidth limits, a 99.5% uptime guarantee, and friendly, knowledgeable support personnel dedicated to making your hosting experience fun and easy. With plans starting at only $3 $20 a month, you have no excuse not to get a server of your own. Plus, with the option to add auto DJ and on-demand services, you can be confident your station will be all it can be. Custom plans are also available at their website. Simply visit jwnmedia.com and click the Shoutcast hosting link to get started right now.
Oh, people, this is Paul Stanley. You're listening to Maximum Threshold. My good friends, Dom and Dan, Double D. Yeah, yeah!
Now, back to the guys who have a lifetime membership to the Mexican Donkey Show's worldwide club, Stan and Gerald on Maximum Thunderbolt.
And I'm back. Oh, man, you just get down here on a double dose of some Steel Panther with Stand Up and We All Die Young. Here, Max for the Radio. See here, I got a request here I'm about to play. This goes out to my cousin Patrick, as well as his wife Melissa, but mostly for his wife Melissa, because she's the one who wanted to hear a song, not Patrick. He wanted to hear The Poison that we played earlier, and like I said, that was a special version of that Poison that we played earlier with Fallen Angel. And that was with Richie Kotzen playing and without CC. And they got really bluesy-er, or they did brought the blues out. And I think they brought the best players out in each of them. It kind of happens when they lose somebody in the band. Like saying when Karabi got in Motley Crue, it was sort of the same thing. Karabi brought a more of a real true musicianship to the band, and it kind of like flourished in that record. That's one of the best records that I'd say personally that is the best one they put out in 94, the self-titled Motley Crue one. Okay, well, here you go. This is by request. This is for Melissa. This here is some deal with Stand Up and Shout. And hey, and I want to just say that, man, this year celebrated the 50th year of the anniversary of the passing of Ronnie James Dio. And I remember that week when he died, one of the things that we did on the show here is that we did a really long tribute to him. I played everything I had of him, and with Sabbath, and man, people were calling in or crying, and it was great therapy for us. Really tough, man, because you know, we grew up with Dio, and guys on the show that we knew him, and he's been on here before. And you know, I'm not going to get back into it, but okay, man, here, this goes out to Melissa. This here is Dio with Stand Up and Shout. Down, 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 down. Be back after this, y'all.
You stop the song! till she got me so high.
And that was Jenny by Blackwater. And you can catch some of the guys does some stuff for MT over here. You see Ferg, he does some interviews for us every now and then. And yeah, he's in that band. So that's some good stuff. Blackwater, man. Check them out. They're out of Arkansas. Okay, I'm going to get back in the tunes here. I'll be back after this. I wanted to hear some of this, so yeah. I want to hear it, so here I go.
Hey all, it's Warren DeMartini here, and you're listening to Maximum Threshold Internet Radio.
communication, lack of. Lack of communication, lack of. There you go, right? That was some rap with lack of communication. Let's see here. Oh, I recorded some weird stuff when I was at Rock on the Range. You know, it was just the audience singing songs. You know, and in between bands, they play music and stuff, and sometimes people sing to it, and sometimes they don't. It's just music that's played. Well, here's like 40,000 people singing some stuff. This here is them singing some Journey song. And this is, I had to record this because it sounded pretty cool because it was pretty loud. Let's see if we can figure out what song it is.
Some of these idiots singing.
I'm trying to think of who they were opening for when they were doing that. I think it was In This Moment or something like that, or Anthrax. Something weird. It didn't make sense. But then that was that. Now, this is what you hear before Judas Priest came out. This is pretty cool. Listen to this one.
Oh, yeah. Listen to 70,000 people.
I guess this is the beginning of Judas Priest coming out. Well, there you go, man. That was the beginning of Judas Priest's concert at Rock and the Range. I didn't want to play anything else for it. You got to go check my life if you haven't. Okay, I got another interview here coming up here. If you guys are familiar with that metal show on VH1 Classic, then you're familiar with this guy I'm about to interview on here. This is Don Jameson, an old friend. We go back a bunch of years. And this is way before he even got on that metal show. Like, I've known him, so here you go, man. This is Don and me just bullshitting at Rockin' the Range. This is a few minutes, not real long, but there you go, man. We'll be right back after this here on Max and Threshold Radio. Thanks for tuning in to this week's edition, episode number 406. And yes, 406 is a lot of damn shows because it's only one a week. Here you go, man. We'll be back after this. This is Don Jameson of That Metal Show here on Maximum Threshold Radio.
This is Dominic and Maximum Threshold, and I have before me
Don Jameson with the same $10 Target hat that I wore the last time I was here.
Has anybody made fun of your hat?
No, because I basically have a mullet, so they make fun of my hair.
Does your hat smell?
No, it doesn't smell, but it's disintegrating as we speak.
I can see it on the side. You ever put any air fresheners up in there?
Any air fresheners?
Yeah.
No, I don't get it.
No little Christmas trees or anything like that?
I'm not an odorous guy, you know? I like odorous urungus, but I'm not an odorous person.
So, man, I see, man, you're doing the Rock and the Range again here on Columbus. You've been doing this for years. How does it make you feel to be relevant with all these people out here?
Well, I'll be relevant until that metal show is canceled. Nobody, including you, will want to talk to me. So,
that's the way
it was 8 years ago. But I've known you probably 10 years at least. No, it's awesome. Obviously, to put a comedy tent in the middle of all this madness.
That's nice.
It shouldn't work. You know, it seems like such an oddball thing, but it really does. And the fans really come out and support it, and they really hang and listen. And I'm honored to be back for a second year.
But do you feel like that crowd last night before Joe Howard got in there was pretty tough?
Well, you know, Joe is likably angry, so he usually gets the crowd getting pretty surly. But I think everybody did great last night. Hopefully tonight, same thing. And then I'm just, the rest of the time, I'm just hanging.
Nice. Are you going to be on any of the main stages or anything, pimping some of the bands when they come out?
Well, I'm going to see Priest, of course, tonight.
Oh, cool.
And but no, I'm not pimping out. Once I'm off stage, I'm done working. So
nice.
Yeah.
The question I have is, you have 14 seasons in that metal show in 3 years. How do you get 14 seasons?
Well, in 8 years, yeah. But
I know, just
it's like porn star, you know. It's like you just shoot a whole bunch of stuff real quick, and then you put it out, and
so
hopefully people like them.
You could do 3 shows and call that a season?
Yeah, exactly. And thank God that we're not in HD. Everyone goes, when are you going to be in HD? It's the same thing as porn. You don't want us in HD.
Oh, that's right.
We're three slobs from New Jersey arguing about our Iron Maiden and Judas Priest. We don't need to be in HD.
Okay, so when are you guys going to... I talked to you about this for years. When are you guys going to... After that metal show is done, are you guys going to do like a radio show?
I don't know. You know, we definitely want to, you know, continue to work together, you know. And, you know, we have these big breaks in between seasons. So the thing we've been doing is going out on the road, the three of us together. And, you know, VH1 can't keep us in people's homes every night. We'll go to them.
Nice.
So we've been going city to city and doing a stage show, comedy, trivia, Q&A, Stump the Trunk. So that's been fun, too.
What's the coolest venue that you've played, you know, with the Rocks thing? I know you're doing a lot of the bands.
Yeah, I mean, doing this, obviously, is a huge highlight. I just did the Monsters of Rock Cruise, which was incredible. Orion Fest for Metallica.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, these are all great honors. I always wished one day that these worlds would mix, comedy and music, and they have. And I've opened for Twisted Sister a few times, and so those things, they mean a lot to me. You know, I love doing the traditional comedy clubs. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's really how I've made my living most of my career.
Oh, yeah.
But to be able to do this, like I said, and combine my two loves, there's nothing better.
I would love to see Brian Posehn just blow up, because with him and his music mixed with himself, man, I think that'd be a great mix with the music, bring everybody together.
He told me last night, we were hanging at the hotel, and he said that his next album's going to be a music comedy album.
Nice.
And he's got all, you know, Scott Ian and him wrote all these great, funny metal songs, and he's got a million guest stars on it, so I'm looking forward to that.
How was your record been?
Gunfire and Sodomy?
No, I'm talking about
my comedy album.
We'll talk about the sodomy.
It went triple.
Yeah, I know, three.
Yeah. No, God, man, you know, again, blessed, man. Blessed that the metal community has embraced me and embraced my comedy. You know, both my albums went top 10 on iTunes, and yeah, it's amazing, man. It's so cool, and like I said, it's cool to now be here, and I do so much stuff now in my act about bands,
yeah.
So it's a natural fit.
That's what I was saying earlier, like being out there with the bands, with the local bands that you're out there with, which one have you checked out you think that people should really be, you know, checking out?
Local bands?
Yeah.
From where?
Wherever you go.
Oh, God, you know, man, this is just...
Yeah, you're all, like, all over the place.
Well, I do a bi-monthly, or pretty much a monthly showcase in New Jersey. I alternate between two different clubs, and I do a local band showcase. And if anyone, you know, listening in Jersey, come on out, because there's always great bands on those nights. And for whatever little my name can maybe help a young band out, that's what I do it for, you know? It's not, I don't do stand-up, it's not jokes, it's not that metal show. It's me hosting a night of young Jersey bands that I think are really great. And there's a million of them. I did, every year on that metal show, I do a Jersey band as my pick of the week. So I did the Atomic Bitchwax this year, which is a great band, guys from Monster Magnet. You know, go see them play live. But yeah, there's tons of them, and I love supporting.
Nice. Just a couple more things here, I'll let you get going. How can people get a hold of your comedy?
I mean, most people do the iTunes download now, but of course, I'm an old bastard, so I always like the physical product, which is why I make my albums parodies of my favorite metal albums, yeah. Live and Hilarious, and Hellbent for Laughter. So I always suggest you get the physical copy,
right.
You know, because of the packaging. You can get them on my website, donjamison.com. But yeah, if you're into the download thing, do that.
Which comedians that you've been checking out lately, some new up-and-coming ones, think people should follow?
There's a lot of good up-and-coming guys. This guy, George Carlin, Richard Pryor, Andrew Dice Clay.
All right. Yeah, they have ringing names. That should stick with people.
People should check them out.
Nice. Can you do me a quick favor?
No problem.
Can you do a promo ID for our radio show again?
Let's do it.
Go for it.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Don Jamison from That Metal Show, and you're listening to the thickest, girthiest metal show going worldwide these days. It is the Maximum Threshold.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Miley Cyrus from the band Miley Cyrus, and you are listening to Maximum Threshold Radio, and my clitoris is pierced. And
hey guys, this is Ron from YouTube's Rock and Metal News, and this is your Maximum Threshold Rock and Metal News report. Shadows Fall announced that they were going to take a break for a while back in 2014. They were going to have a farewell tour and go on hiatus. Looks like the band is itching to play again, as they will be back to play live August 22nd as they headline the Big Kahuna Festival in Providence, Rhode Island. And Northlane are going to release a new song called Obelisk on BBC Radio 1's Rock Show with Daniel P. Carter on Sunday, June the 7th. They also have a new album coming out called Node. You can now listen to a preview of the new song at the band's Facebook page. And Lindemann, the band featuring Rammstein's Till Lindemann and Peter Tagren from Hypocrisy, are streaming audio previews of some new tracks from their debut album called Skills in Pills. Check out Ladyboy, Fat, Golden Shower, Yukon, and Skills in Pills at skillsinpills.com. The new album will be out on June 23rd through Warner Brothers. Continuing with your MaximumThreshold.net rock and metal news report, Asking Alexandria have now played their first show with new vocalist Dennis. They played on June the 4th at Rock for People in the Czech Republic. Fan film video for this show is on YouTube. So the set list was Welcome, Closure, Breathless, To the Stage, I Won't Give In, Run Free, Not the American Average, A Prophecy, If You Can't Ride Two Horses at Once, You Shouldn't Get Out of the Circus. You should get out of the circus, and the final episode, Let's Change the Channel. And live video of Ghost retiring Papa Emeritus 2 and introducing the new Papa Emeritus 3 in Sweden is now online. The new album from Ghost called Melora will be out on August the 21st. And finally, Cradle of Filth have released the first trailer for their new album called Hammer of the Witches. It is out on July the 10th through Nuclear Blast. You can check out that preview on YouTube. This is Ron from YouTube's Rock and Metal News with a Z, and this has been your Maximum Threshold Rock and Metal News Report. Thanks for tuning in.
You can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/maxthreshold. Or if Facebook is your thing, go to facebook.com/maximumthreshold.
Phone lines are open. Call now, 440-709-4977. Once again, that number is 440-709-4977.
Nine out of ten alcoholics listen to Maximum Threshold. The tenth one just happens to be a heroin addict. Maximum Threshold, damn it. Now back to Maximum Threshold. Man, these guys are hotter than a two-bit hooker.
Yeah, two-bit hooker. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, let's see here. So, yeah, you heard Ron just talk about that new Ghost. Here you go, man. This is it right here. This is a circle. This brand new Ghost with Papa 3 singing. Uh-huh. Here on Maximum Threshold Radio. Once again, this is brand new Ghost. Back at first.
Mm-hmm.
I can feel the thunder that's breaking in your heart. I can see through the stars inside. I can hear the thunder that's breaking. Now there is nothing between us. From now our merge is eternal. Can't you see that you're lost? Can't you see that you're lost without me? I can feel the thunder.
Yeah. I'd like to thank y'all for tuning in to the Maximum Threshold Radio Show. Maximum Threshold Radio Show comes at you live every Saturday night from 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Not only here on MaximumThreshold.net, but also on all of its other lovely affiliates. So however you get a chance to check out Maximum Threshold, we greatly appreciate you listening to the show and the program. Don't forget, you can also catch us also on iTunes. You can catch us also on our website for downloading at MaximumThreshold.net. There's many different ways you can catch the Maximum Threshold Radio Show for downloading. You can also Google Maximum Threshold and you'll come to all kinds of different other avenues to download the show. So any way you can get the show and you can listen to it, I would really appreciate it. Like I said, you can catch us on iTunes. Just do a search for Maximum Threshold and you will find us. Thank you again for tuning into the Maximum Threshold Radio Show, the only station to make your ears bleed in a good way.
This is Bobby Brown, and you're the Maximum Threshold. Ride the Death Star.